always able to find whatever gold the king or his hand required, and yet of such undistinguished birth, one step up from a hedge knight, that he was not a man to fear. He had no banners to call, no army of retainers, no great stronghold, no holdings to speak of, no prospects of a great marriage. "But do I dare touch him?" Tyrion wondered. "Even if he is a traitor." He was not at all certain he could, least of all now, while the war raged. Given time, he could replace Littlefinger's men with his own in key positions, but a shout rang up from the yard. "Ah, his grace has killed a hare," Lord Baelish observed. "No doubt a slow one," Tyrion said. "My lord, you are fostered at River Run. I've heard it said that you grew close to the Tullys."
"You might say so. The girls especially."
"How close?"
"I had their maidenheads. Is that close enough?"
The lie, Tyrion was fairly certain it was a lie, was delivered with such an air of nonchalance that one could almost believe it. Could it have been Catelyn Stark who lied about her defloration and the dagger as well? The longer he lived, the more Tyrion realized that nothing was simple and little was true. "Lord Astor's daughters do not love me," he confessed. "I doubt they would listen to any proposal I might make. Yet coming from you, the same words might fall more sweetly on their ears."